Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, January 29th, 2024. About 10 after 10 Central in the morning in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And we are coming off a rather fabulous weekend here, as it was the 50th anniversary of Dungeons & Dragons on Saturday. And a little celebration happened. South Carolinian Eric, who's been playing in my regular campaign, decided he wanted to do something special for the 50th anniversary, so he got a hold of Ernie Gygax. He enlisted Vince into his ranks, and a handful of other people, which I was happy to join in. And Ernie ran a game in his early dungeons. He was using first edition rules, but that's all right. This is what a lot of us use these days. So it was a lot of fun. There were several people there who gamed with me before. Vince's cousin Kevin and Kaitan and John were there. Stephanie and Sarah, who are both part of my campaign. It was a nice group. Nice group of eight. Bunch of people stopped by. Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games and Jim and Alex Gygax swung by to say hello and wish everybody a happy D&D day, particularly his oldest brother, of course. And we went in a different way, but into a dungeon that I'd been in before. Somebody asked me, what was the plot? No plot. We were just exploring. We were from the area, in the area. There'd been some discussion going on since then. I think we're going to take that up next week and discuss this whole idea of exploration. Some people insisted that a game cannot exist without plot. I maintain that contextually, story is a byproduct of gameplay. You make your choices as players. You go where you go. Dice are rolled when something random needs to be addressed. And then, at the end of the day, whatever happened during the game becomes the story of the game. Some folks are saying, well, if there's a setting, then there's definitely some rule, some railroading of some sort, because, that's like saying, because I picked up this rule set, I've been railroaded into playing a certain type of game. I don't believe in that. I think that's a misinterpretation of what people are talking about when they say exploration as opposed to story. And I'll go into that next week. But you know what else I did? I took a break from the game at one point to run over and visit with Yolanda over at 330 Center Street where the game was created. Oh, I should show this wonderful photo of Ernie running the game. You can see all the people around the table. You can't quite see Sarah in the lower left there. She's there. I was sitting down this end on the right. And then that's Eric on Ernie's left on the right side of the screen. Vince and Kevin. And that's Stephanie and Kaiten and John on the left. But yeah, what a fun time. And as I said, I took a break to run over and visit with Yolanda over at 330 Center Street. We took a few pictures. She showed me the newly installed, it was installed a little bit ago, but I hadn't been there since then, seeing the sand table down in the basement and what they were doing to fix that up and make the space a little more friendly for visitors. And it's coming along great. She's got some more ideas. They have a better door at the bottom of the stairwell coming in, so that's all set up. But lots of fun being over there. And I brought along some treasure with me. She treated me to a dragon's milk. I brought along my Garrycon dice and some metal coins in case we could find some use for them. And this little picture, I think, was a nice thing to take while I was there. I brought along a set of percentage dice. I always roll with blue high and white low on those two dice. These were dice that Alex gave me. They came from his father some years ago, and he passed them along to me when I was running a campaign, a multi-year campaign that he was part of, and it was very kind of him. So whenever there's a big occasion, I break them out. And I think the 50th anniversary of Dungeons & Dragons warrants breaking them out and taking them over to 330 Center Street. I got Yolanda and I took a video of each of us taking a turn, rolling the dice, and just seeing what happens. And they're posted over on Facebook if you ever care to look. These pictures I'm showing here are also on Facebook for those who are catching this as an audio feed. But I think I've described things well enough that you know what I've been showing. In any event, it was a good day. It was like a 10-hour game with a few breaks built in. And there was some food, some delicious hot dogs, chili dogs, cookies and cheeses and fresh fruits and just a sumptuous feast to have while gaming, and everybody seemed to really have a good time. There was a lot of laughter, a lot of fun, a lot of surprises. Ernie doesn't pull any punches either, so you've got to know that when you're playing in one of his adventures, well, when you're adventuring in one of his setting creations, you best be on your toes and be ready to run sometimes. But we came away with limited damage. Nobody was left behind. So I love the fighting man up over here from the cover of Men in Magic, which is book volume number one of the three little booklets in original Dungeons & Dragons. This will be a weekend of memories that I will take with me and enjoy for the rest of my life. 50 years, I've been gaming since 74 myself. Well, I was a wargamer before that, but I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons since 74. And always have a good time. It's why I stick with it. It's why I have a lot of fun. It's a great hobby. It has brought me a lot of enjoyment over the years, and I think it will continue to do so until they plant me in a 6-foot dungeon and cover it up. So, thanks very much, everybody, for checking this out. I appreciate it. This has been the OK Grognard Show, looking at the 50th anniversary of D&D with Ernie and also Yolanda on beautiful Monday, January 29th, in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Let's also remember, what am I looking for here? There it is. The show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Like, subscribe, follow, comment, do all of that fun stuff if you would, please. It'd be appreciated. Thanks to our Patreon supporters. Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Lysing of Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the Indie D&D 20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and as always, Shane Bradley, DM extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.